Hi, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. I'm telepathic, and if you've listened to much of my material, you know that I have precog dreams and I have communication with what I consider to be extraterrestrials. So the last few days, this other mind, well, first of all, I want to explain that I look at things like there's two minds. Mine, myself, and then all the other cells. So, first of all, everything that doesn't seem to be from me is from the other minds. And then in that group of other minds, there's I can divide the others into two groups, where the supportive ones and the adversarial, non-supportive. And sometimes I don't know if they're helpful or harmful. I'm not sure. They've been telling me that they want me in heaven. And I don't necessarily think there is a heaven or a hell. For my purposes, I've defined heaven as reward and hell as punishment. So it has nothing to do with this life, the afterlife, or any other possibility. It's just about punishment and reward. And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about heaven and hell. So there's basically, I don't buy into the afterlife, or I'm an atheist. These other beings have been telling me they want me in the afterlife. So there's a required relationship of me listening to them about that. And so it starts to become a way that I could be dominated or manipulated for this afterlife, so that I might not be peaceful or free from torment if I'm giving any credence to any kind of afterlife, any kind of heaven. So all that kind of thing I just kind of write off as not of any value. So what I do value is success in eliminating the mental torment. If I eliminate the mental torment from the other minds, from the outside, that's heaven for me. And that's what I'm working toward. So I'm not concerned with anything else. Success and victory for me is when I get the other minds to be on my side and supportive of me, rather than threatening and tormenting. So I've recently had great success with a very unwavering, persistent attitude message to everyone in the entire universe: if you're unfair to me, I will hurt you. And that's working. So is what I'm making the podcast, what I have the website, is to help myself and to help you. See, I can't, we're in a world where, like the poet said, no man is an island. I can't be successful without having happiness with the other people, with the other beings of the universe. Because if they're not happy, if they're not convinced or persuaded to not harm me, then I'm not going to be happy either. Okay, so it's twofold. It's to help myself and it's to help you, both. It's to help everyone else and myself. So this idea that we don't want anyone to be unfair to anyone, I think it's like really got the potential to work, where I don't know of anything else that can solve the problem of existence for everyone. So this has the potential to create a completely new cultural paradigm for humans on planet Earth. Now, all this stuff that where they can manipulate me in any way, I throw it away. It's not relevant. I stay focused on stopping the unfairness to me through thought and through deed from others. And I'm having great success. And the indicator is that I'm not hearing people threatening. I'm not hearing threatening thoughts today. So they're actually saying, the thoughts are saying that they're no longer unhappy with me. They're not going to knock me down. They're not going to punch me in the throat. Those kind of things. So I'm just going to continue with this one-minded, single-minded effort of teaching fairness for everyone and fairness from everyone. So if there's any other way, a better way of creating victory for everyone, I would like to find it. I would like to find some better plan than this plan of the way of fairness. For now, I haven't found of anything else that has any hope of actually working, of solving the problem that people have with each other. With this line of thought, where the focus is not on God, it's not on heaven and hell, it's not on the devil, it's not on any of that, any of the religions, it's only on this one specific issue of unfairness, that we don't want anyone being treated unfairly, and it's really not relevant whether there's a God or not or anything else. That stuff is important. I want to know the truth of all that, but it's not relevant to creating fairness. So, first of all, we need to create fairness and stop unfairness to all of us. And then all that other stuff will fall into place. However it does, it doesn't matter. Anyway, have a great day, and I hope this helps you, and I hope it works real quick.